In this video, we're going to learn about Sharda Peeth, one of the most important Shakti Peeth in Hindu religion, that is Sanatan Dharam. We're going to learn about its location, historical significance, what is the ancient story behind it. In the end, I will also show you the map of all the Shakti Peeth that exist in the whole Indian subcontinent. The reason I chose this topic is because, as you may know, recently the government of India announced the opening of Sharda Peeth corridor, which is in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated the Ma Sharda Devi temple at Kupwara district. Once upon a time, Sharda Peeth was considered the center of knowledge in the Indian subcontinent. Scholars from all over the country used to come here in search of scriptures and spiritual knowledge. Sharda script is the original script of Kashmir, which has been named after Ma Sharda, that is Goddess Saraswati. Back in the day, there used to be a prayer in school called Hey Shar Dema, Agyanta Se Hametar Dema. Nowadays, it's not prayed in school anymore, but that was a prayer towards Goddess Saraswati. So, Sharda is the name of Ma Saraswati, the Goddess of Knowledge. The famous Chinese traveler Hyo Sang, when he visited Kashmir in the year 632 AD and lived there for almost 2 years, even he has mentioned about the Shardi village and its spiritual importance in his books. He mentions about pandits who are exceptionally brilliant. They were geniuses in the real sense of the term. So that is why this place is very important for Bharatiya people. Sharda Peeth, located in the territory along the line of control between Pakistan and India, more specifically in the Neelam Valley area of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Since partition in 1947, it has become an abandoned site. Because before 1947, Hindu Kashmiri Pandits were settled in great numbers in this northern area of Kashmir. The Kashmiri Pandit community since 2004 has been advocating for the corridor's opening. They have been demanding access to POK's Sharda Peeth Shrine because this temple is an important temple for the Kashmiri Pandit community after Ma turned Surya Mandir and Amarnath Shrine. Sharda Peeth is located in Neelam Valley in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, across Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir, along the line of control. It is about 150 kilometers from Muzaffarabad in Pakistan and around 130 kilometers from Srinagar in India. You can see the exact location in the map below. Presently, the Sharda temple lies in POK and one has to travel from Kupwara district to Titwal village, which is around 80 kilometers. Then from Titwal village, you have to head towards Keran. From Keran, you have to go to Dudhniyal and then towards the village of Shardi. This whole area is called Neelam Valley. Now here you can see there is a huge block of forest mountain in between Kupwara district and Sharda village. And this mountain is the natural boundary called LOC, line of control, between India and Pakistan. Now let me give you some background history about this temple. Sharda Peeth is believed to be more than 5000 years old as per documented history. As you may know, the history of the Hindu community is considered the most ancient. Hinduism is considered even older than the Vedic era because the timescale of Vedic era and the timescale of the composition of the Vedas are two different things. Hinduism is a word that was later used when other religions came into existence. Otherwise, in ancient time, Hinduism was known as Sanatan Dharam. Currently, if you visit the location, it does not have a temple, but there are ancient rock pillars and stones that have managed to survive over time. Now, let me tell you the story behind Sharda Peeth and other 51 Shakti Peeth in the entire Indian subcontinent. It is believed that when Lord Shiva was carrying his deceased wife, Devi Sati's body across Aryavrat, that is Bharat, parts of her body fell in different places on the Indian subcontinent, creating divine spots called 51 Shakti Peeth all over. Devi Sati was the first wife of Lord Shiva and the daughter of Prajapati Daksh. Although she was destined to marry Lord Shiva, but her father Daksh disliked Lord Shiva's appearance. Eventually, Sati married Lord Shiva and was enchanted by the beauty of their new home in Mount Kailash. One day, Devi Sati's father Daksh performed a yagya and invited all gods except Lord Shiva. Sati went to meet her father and pleaded him to show some respect to her husband Lord Shiva. But her father Daksh refused and insulted Sati in front of his guests. Angry and enraged, Devi Sati cursed her father and his yagya ritual and set herself on fire and burned herself to death. Lord Shiva, who was grief-stricken by the death of his wife, carried her body on his shoulders and roamed the entire Aryavrat, that is the Indian subcontinent. The gods eventually asked Lord Vishnu to help restore normalcy to Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu dismembered Sati's lifeless body with his Sudarshan Chakra, causing her 51 pieces to fall on earth. The places where her body parts and jewelry fell became the Shakti Peet. Lord Shiva stayed in isolation until Devi Sati reincarnated as Devi Parvati. So this is the story behind Sharda Peet and other 50 Shakti Peet in the entire Indian subcontinent. And I forgot to mention, it was Devi Sati's right hand that fell in Sharda Peet. Shakti Peet refers to a sacred place of eternal power and is considered significant in Hinduism, Sanatan Dharam. As I said, it is the place where a part of Devi Sati's body or her jewelry fell on the earth. There are a total of 51 Shakti Peet, out of which 18 are considered as Mahashakti Peet. Majority of these peet are located in India, with a few in neighboring countries like Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. If you are a devotee and follower of Hinduism, Sanatan Dharam, this information would be of great importance to you. Even in Adi Shankaracharya's Ashtadasa Shakti Peet Stotram identifies 18 major Shakti Peet located at different places in India, among which Kamakhya, Gaya and Ujjain are regarded as the most significant ones. So this was everything that you had to know about Sharda Peet and other 50 Shakti Peet. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.